seconds. Before we commence, I suppose I should note that this is the very first hearing in room 1200 of the O Street building, which makes us all plank holders. You can look that up. All right. Senate Judiciary Committee will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing, face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public in the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements will allow, and we will be using teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify remotely today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website and will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 844-291-6364, and the access code is 1411140. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference service works, please refer to the Senate and Judiciary Committee websites. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number, which may take a moment. Once you receive a line number, you will wait in queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you will be ready to address the committee. Please note, in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching or hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connection muted. All right, we only have one bill on today's agenda, but before we actually proceed, let's establish a quorum. Madam Chief Counsel, if you would call the roll for purposes of establishing a quorum.
For purposes of establishing a quorum, Senator Umberg.
Here.
Senator Umberg is here. Senator Borges. Senator Caballero. Here. Senator Caballero, here. Senator Durazo. Senator Gonzalez. Here. Senator Gonzalez is here. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Jones. Senator Jones is here. Senator Laird. Senator Stern. Senator Wieckowski.
Here.
Senator Wieckowski is here. Senator Wiener.
Present.
Senator Wiener is present. Chair, you have a quorum.
And I note the presence of Senator Hertzberg as well. All right. Assemblymember Grayson, you've been patient. Thank you very much for your patience. AB 769, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Let me just, before you go, due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, I have instituted time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted two witnesses who will be allowed to speak for 2 minutes. All those wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. All right. Assemblymember Grayson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, and esteemed members of the committee. I am pleased to present to you Assembly Bill 769, which authorizes, until June 30th, 2022, a corporation to conduct its annual shareholder meeting remotely. Generally, California law requires that California corporations must have some type of in-person component to their annual meetings. But since the start of the pandemic, the Newsom administration and the legislature have taken steps to provide companies more flexibility to conduct these meetings remotely while the virus poses a public health risk. So far, this flexibility has been a success, and remote shareholder meetings have led to increased participation. Unfortunately, the executive order that allows for remote shareholder meetings will expire March 31st, 2022. AB 769 simply extends the current policy until the summer. While we are all hopeful that we will continue phasing out the temporary public health measures we have put in place, just this morning, I read about new spikes in COVID-19 cases abroad. With this in mind, it is appropriate that we grant additional flexibility over the next few months, which will allow such meetings to be held safely. Ultimately, AB 769 will help protect public health by providing a simple extension of the policy that has already proven to be very successful. With that, and through the chair, I would like to introduce my witness, Kent Koss, Regional VP at Sempra.
Thank you, Mr. Koss.
Members,
Kent Koss. Thank you. Before you begin, let me also repeat the number. Apparently, it didn't display on the screen as I had informed the public. So, for those of you watching and listening, I'm going to repeat the number again if you wish to provide public comment. The number is 844-291-6364, and the access code is 141-1140. And when you basically you dial those numbers, you'll be prompted by the moderator to dial a 1, then a 0 for support or opposition. Mr. Koss, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Thank you. Kent Koss on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric and SoCal Gas, Sempra Energy. We are in support of this bill. I won't repeat what the author has already stated. Pretty straightforward. We ask for your aye vote and available to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Koss. Also, I believe we have Ronak Delamy. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hi, Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Ronak Delamy, policy advocate for the California Chamber of Commerce, also here in support on AB 769. We thank the author for bringing forward this urgency bill, which provides needed flexibility and assurance to businesses that they can continue to conduct remote shareholder meetings for the next few months following the expiration of the governor's executive order. I think if there's been any consistent aspect to this pandemic, it's the constant shifts in our public health status and the evolving societal and business best practices for responding to current public health needs. My own remote testimony by phone here today speaks to not only how much things have changed in the capital since the start of COVID-19, but how much things remain unchanged 2 years in. So naturally, some caution is warranted as we make changes to certain practices and find our new normal. As such, we believe the flexibility created by AB 769 is both extremely helpful and most prudent in the transition period following the executive order, and we ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Others wishing to testify in support of AB 769, if you would approach the microphone.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Ashley Johnson on behalf of Pacific Gas and Electric Company in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Others in this room, room 1200, in support. All right. Now moving to witnesses wishing to testify via teleconference. Moderator, if you would prompt the individuals wishing to testify in support of AB 769, go ahead and cue them up, please.
Thank you. Again, please press 1, then 0 if you would like to express support for this measure at this time. And we have no one queuing up.
All right. Let's now turn to the opposition. I'm not aware of any opposition, but if there is opposition here in room 1200, if you would approach the microphone. Seeing no one moving forward. All right, let's turn to the phone lines now to queue up those in opposition to AB 769. Moderator, anyone on the phone line in opposition to AB 769?
Thank you. Again, 1-0 if you'd like to express opposition. And we have no one queuing up.
All right, let's now turn to the committee. Members of the committee, is there quite, yes, Senator Hertzberg.
Yeah, I'm in support of this, but just my recollection in the old days of forming a lot of corporations, I mean, is this really a problem? Because under the corporate law, you can just file a unanimous written consent. I mean, this has always been the case. Look, I'm for it, it's fine. It gives you flexibility, I don't have a question. I'm just curious as to, and this comes from utilities, is there some kind of division in the boards where this becomes a big problem? Because generally on corporate boards, when you have some urgency legislation and the like under the corporations code, it's generally not a problem. What's the real problem we're trying to solve here?
It is the unanimous consent of all
it's
the shareholders.
Consent.
So you'd have to...
It's corporations code 16800 or something like that. Do you remember that, Mr. Chairman? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have to poll all of our members or all of our shareholders and get unanimous support to do it.
Well, that's for shareholders, but for the board of directors meeting, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, but this bill is about the annual shareholder meeting.
I see. So you'd have to get all unanimous consent of all shareholders.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. Okay, yeah. I get it. I mean, it's fair, it's easy, it's simple. Today's world, I'm just curious as to what the real issue was here. Makes sense? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Just as a note, Senator Herzberg, my staff's reminded me that I should not begin any sentence in the old days starting right now is what they said. Yeah. So, all right. So, any other questions? Is there a motion? Senator Borges moves the bill. All right. Would you like to close? Assembly Member Grayson.
Respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you for your consideration.
Madam Chief Counsel.
This is AB 769 by Assembly Member Grayson with a motion by Senator Borges. The motion is do pass. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Borges. Aye. Borges, aye. Caballero. Caballero, aye. Durazo. Durazo, aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Gonzalez, aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hertzberg, aye. Jones. Aye. Jones, aye. Laird.
Aye.
Laird, aye. Stern. Wieckowski. Wieckowski, aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye. You have 10-0 with all members voting.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chief Counsel. The bill is out. Just as a reminder, thank you very much, Assembly Member Grayson. As a reminder, the committee, we will be meeting next Tuesday and be meeting for successive Tuesdays for several weeks. We've got quite a robust bill load this year, and I know that makes you all happy because you were worried about being bored. So thank you very much for attending today.